Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Akese Brempong with Heal Our Land. Starting up our afternoon for us, a very, very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. My name is Lukhom Kwedi Phuthi, and it's a happy, happy, happy Monday, a start of a brand new week. And I'm just so excited to be spending it with you this afternoon. I trust you had a great weekend. And I'm starting our week already on a high. It is Women's Month after all. It's been a long weekend, but I know it doesn't feel like a long weekend for me because I was here on Friday with you. Nonetheless, it's a great Monday after a, how many day? 3-day weekend for you guys. I hope it was nice and I hope you'll share it with me next time. Anyway, it is a Monday afternoon and like I said to you guys, it's a different one. With me in studio this afternoon, got two beautiful ladies, Refilwe and Jazz. Let me start. You guys can sound like a choir. Good afternoon. It's absolutely fine. It's acceptable. How are you guys doing?
We are great, thank you. Good afternoon to you and a beautiful, blessed afternoon to the listeners.
Maybe let's start with the introduction as we start so that the listener is able to differentiate the voices. So who are you? Who's the first person that just spoke to us?
So this is Refilwe Fosu Amoa. Yes, and I am the donor relations officer for MEF.
Oh, do you know Pastor John Amoa?
Amoa? No.
Okay. I thought, you know, it's missions, and he's a pastor. You're like, it might be the daughter. And good afternoon, Jazz. You are, oh, yeah, you can just do a proper introduction of yourself. I just gave your name away.
Thank you. No, not at all. Thank you. Yes, I'm Jazz Christie, and I'm the communications and marketing officer for MEF.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Lovely to have you with me. And I think I'm even more excited because I'm chatting to ladies on Women's Month. Yay. Think about it. It is our month after all, so we've got to dominate.
Certainly.
Ladies, you're talking about MEF. Let's get it away. Who is MEF exactly? Or what does MEF stand for exactly?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. So MAF, M-A-F, we're a Mission Aviation Fellowship, and we're a humanitarian airline, the largest humanitarian airline in the world.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, it's what a blessing it is because we're Christ-centered and Christ-orientated. As a nonprofit, we use aircraft to reach the most isolated communities globally.
Sure.
We are here to cross over war zones, jungles, deserts, mountains, rivers, to reach areas that would be otherwise inaccessible.
Yeah.
Due to, usually it's a lack of infrastructure, no roads, but then also because of a lack of security, and war zones being a good example for that. And what we do is we partner with ministries and nonprofits on the ground to bring in medical assistance. We do a lot of medical evacuations. We do a lot of disaster relief. We bring in educational resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we're also there to do Christian missions. And that, for example, we bring in Bible translators or Bibles within that community's language. And then we do a lot of support of the local churches there. And, mm-hmm. and we work with a lot of missionaries because ultimately we're there for the sake of the gospel. We're there to spread the love of Jesus Christ, both physically through our act, but then, of course, spiritually.
Oh, wow. Maybe take us back a little bit. Where did this all begin, or what brought about this idea?
Yeah, and it's quite an extraordinary, like, the past that we've had and the way it was founded. It came out of World War II.
Sure.
It's about 79 years ago.
Sure.
When a group of 5 fighter pilots, veteran fighter pilots, witnessed the absolute desolation and destruction of war and the violence that came out of it. And they were a like-minded group of Christians. They wanted to use their skills, their aviation skills, to bring about the opposite of what they had been through and experienced and witnessed in the war. And that was to bring help and hope and healing.
Yeah.
And they knew that to be the love of Jesus. That was like-minded, and that's saying, okay, we want to spread the love of Christ. We want to spread hope, everything that was the opposite of the war. And that's how MAF was founded.
Oh, wow. Mm. And you know, what blows my mind mostly is, like I said, you guys are women now and here. And who exactly were these people, mixed gender? Were these women primarily, or were these men?
So the first pilot, well, the people who founded it, the pilots, were male.
Really?
However,
okay.
This is an interesting fact that I'm going to toss in here. The very first pilot who actually went on a meth flight as a missionary pilot was actually a woman.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact.
Fun fact, right there.
So I know that aviation is currently a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of females. However, it's for me personally working for this organization and knowing that Betty Queen, who was the first female at 25 years old, flew to Mexico, yeah? And this was in 1946. And for me, it says that she paved the way.
Yeah.
To say that I don't think spreading the gospel is should be determined by gender.
By gender, exactly.
Yes. And even in aviation, which is male dominated when it comes to the gospel.
But then we find ourselves having to pay so much more focus because there's hardly any women in aviation.
There are a few.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Not a lot.
Mm.
But in my experience, even one is enough to, inspire us.
Exactly.
To enter the industry, to be more impactful. Mm. And I always say that, especially for anybody who's involved with an organization such as MAF, that that's where your purpose and your passion collide. So if you're passionate about aviation, if you're passionate about the industry, you're passionate about bringing change, but you're also passionate about the love of Christ and you want to share it with, isolated communities, you want to spread that love, then this industry, especially this organization, would be a place for you.
Sure, I love the sound of that.
Interestingly enough, being, what you're saying, Rafiwe, and being Women's Month, we just, our last newsletter, we had an interview with Faith Susan, who is one of our, she's our leading flight commander in Kenya. And she talked about her experience, past experience in the aviation industry. It is male dominated. And she said, she had a really tough time. She said, being where she was very belittled as a woman in her space.
I can imagine.
And she said she would just go each day, she would go onto the beach and she would, after work, and she would just cry and she would pray.
The pressure was too much.
It was a very unhealthy space for her. And she just said, Lord, what is this all about? Like, she was an avionics engineer. She is an avionics engineer, very skilled woman. But there was no space for her.
Yeah.
And she, she just daily going and praying. And then one day a man came up to her on the beach and says, I always see you here every day. Look, what are you doing? And she says, she gave him a little bit about background of her story, and he said, well, why don't you go and try out and look into MAF? MAF is here in Kenya and it's a Christian aviation organization.
Oh, wow.
And so she went in and she, she pursued that. And now she's the flight commander there, and her career and her impact, of course, and the purpose behind what she does has just completely expanded and escalated. And what she's doing now and heading up sort of the East Africa hub, it's extraordinary to hear her story. But she came from a space that was, it was a tough road.
Yeah, I can imagine coming from a place of, pain and anguish, and you're like, you know what, I'm really not accepted in this space, only to find out you had to be placed right there, because she had to be, at the beach on that particular day. But if she wasn't going through what she was going through, she probably wasn't going to be at the beach. Talk about destiny. So I mean, going back there, you're thinking, Lord, I'm going to keep crying. I'm going to keep coming here because there's no space where I can cry out to you. Only to find out somebody's observing, and that's right where your answer is.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. But I hear you talking about Kenya. Let's like you're saying, is this worldwide or is this just in East Africa? Where exactly are you guys stationed?
Yeah, we are. We're worldwide. And so we focus on, you know, we specialize in accessibility because we target the most isolated spaces. Currently, we're in 29 countries around the world. And it all does come down to infrastructure. So when the infrastructure in that space catches up, then we can pool our resources and we can move it to the next most isolated spaces. But we're across Africa. We're in South America. We're in Asia. We are in a few restricted country nations. And so it's not something we necessarily talk about, but it is a blessing to know that, you know, we're there attending to a need that the Lord has been able to provide for us to be there. And we're in spaces that are not necessarily one that one expects, for example. Like we're in Arnhem Land, it's northern Australia, which of course it's a first world country, but there is a lot of need in that community. There's a lack of social care and educational care and medical care in that space. It's quite a broken community. And so we are in that space working with, it's a funny one because, for example, like Red Cross isn't there because it's a first world country.
Yeah.
So we work with spaces that are expected and lesser, less expected.
So those that are neglected, and we don't use what you would call human standards. So just because a community is regarded as first world, if the need is there and access is not, you know, possible except through aviation, we will be there.
Oh, I love the sound of that. But maybe let's also just talk about, as you guys are saying, you go to areas where there really is a need and, like you're saying, where it's not easy to access them. I can imagine, of course, we're not here to say, hey, give us money. But I can imagine you guys to have quite a lot of needs. Like you're saying, you guys give out Bibles and stuff. Maybe let me give you just a second to punt yourselves and say how the community or organizations that are listening in right now can partner with you guys. Is that a possibility? Is that a need right now?
It's a huge need. The truth is we cannot do it alone, do it in isolation, and we depend on the help of those that are like-minded to partner with us and walk through this journey with us. So I'm just going to name a few ways that people can get involved and can assist us through. The first one is, and I'm going to use it because we are so blessed to be on Radio Pulpit today, it's through exposure. Yeah. So when partners are out there spreading the word about what we do, that is one way that you can get involved. So invite us to your church events. Invite us to come and share with your congregants, to share on other platforms about what we do and how people can get involved. And then there's the skills, and that would be volunteering. Or if you are a qualified aviation expert, so not just pilots, we're looking for mechanics, we're looking for marketing and communication specialists like Jess here. So if you do have a skill that you're willing to share with us in order to, you know, continue doing this work, then that's another way. And the other one, which is pretty obvious, is the finance. It's not very cheap to fly aircrafts. They're very...
That's why I'm looking at you guys. I'm like, yeah, how do you do it?
The truth is we don't do it. The Lord does it for us. And that's why we continually praying. And that's the other part that people can get involved, is to join our prayer group and become our prayer angels and pray with us and for us. And there's also a mailing list that they can join as well. Where you subscribe, and then we share with you some of the stories of, you know, the impact that the organization is making. And we would obviously then hope that you would be touched by those stories and share it and spread the word. So that's another way also that you can support us. Have I forgotten anything?
No, I think you've covered it. But just, you know, thinking about what you're saying, and aircrafts and aviation, it's known to be such an exclusive space. It's expensive. It's exclusive.
Very exclusive.
And yet it's almost as if, you know, math has really turned that on its head. The only way we can get to where we're going is because we use small aircrafts. It's small caravans, and what we have is, I mean, the need is, I mean, we need to use the small aircrafts because our runways, if you can imagine, they're on top of mountains.
Of course.
They're in jungles. They're in the most absurd spaces. And they're quite short often.
Okay.
And so our pilots need to be really skilled to know how to navigate those spaces. Mm. But that's why we use the small aircraft. And we work with, you know, the partnerships that we have, these nonprofits, they do amazing things, but they can't get to these places where the need is. So that's why the two work together so well. And so, yes, it's an exclusive space, but actually, you know, we've had to turn that on its head to reach the most, the people at the end of the line. These people are almost like they're forgotten communities.
Yeah.
And often they're, it's below the poverty line. These are people that have never had education in their space. They don't have medical resources in their space. So we're using one of the most expensive modes of transport to reach that. And I think it's beautiful. It's just awesome how the Lord has worked. And the need is great. We're every 5.5 minutes, we have a MAF aircraft that's either taking off or landing around the world. So it really just shows that the need is there.
Mm. I'm listening to you guys and I'm thinking to myself, so basically you guys are already working with established pilots, obviously, like you're saying, really skilled pilots. And to try and keep this ship that you guys are running, well, so I know there's another one that runs ships, but I'm thinking to steer the ship, really, it must be quite a lot of finances involved. But also, I think I can really applaud, like, I don't know if I'm hearing you correctly, Jazz, you're saying you also work with other organizations. For instance, I know there's organizations that give away Bibles that might not be able to reach these areas. So you guys are basically saying, hey, we're here. We can make sure that these Bibles get to these unreachable places where you guys, you know, cannot get to. So that ultimately man is without any excuse.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're there. We can get them there. If they've got the vision to, for example, Bible translators, to come in, or people who have worked with, who have got the Bibles, we're there to transport them in. And interestingly enough, what's really wonderful to see is that each time a pilot, one of the MAF pilots, do go from one location to the next, they always have a box of Bibles that they have within that community's language, and they are always cleaned out. Mm. Every time.
Seriously?
It's just amazing to see the need and the hunger for it. Mm-hmm. And not just physical Bibles, but also audio Bibles, because a lot of places that we are, the communities can't read. Yes. So
sure.
We have a lot of the
So you guys Bibles. Actually study the need of that particular community before you go out, so that you know exactly what it is that they need.
Absolutely. Because otherwise, you'll find times where if you don't hone in on what the actual need is, we had an example years back where there were mosquito nets that were donated in a community in Papua New Guinea. And none of the villagers used the mosquito nets for their purpose. They used it as fishing nets because they needed the fishing nets. Yes, they all needed. So you really need to know what that need is. Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, that's really interesting. Maybe also just lastly, before I run off to my news headlines, and you give us more details, it's Women's Month, like I said. It's Women's Month, and what does this mean to you guys as an organization, especially in relation to the work that you guys are doing?
I think it's twofold. One is the industry itself, having more women getting into the industry and being more impactful as an organization. Like I said, they do celebrate us. We feel valued. And the example Jess gave is a very good one of, the value that she didn't feel valued in her old position or her old environment. And just joining MEF gave her that reassurance that she was actually competent.
Exactly.
So that's the first one. But the second one is other women who are impacting. So these women that we are reaching in those isolated communities, those women who may at the time be victims, and being able to bring that hope, help and healing to them is for us something to celebrate over Women's Month.
I love the sound of that. Before I let you ladies go, because I've got to go to my news headlines, what else? What do you have for me today? Anything else you'd like to add so that I don't take away from your time?
Can we share a quick story?
Maybe yes, please.
We've got so many incredible stories, but
go ahead.
Just a praise item. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a praise item in the team where we were able to bring several former child soldiers in the DRC back home to their villages, reunited with their family. And that was some, you know, these are the example of the people that we're transporting on the plane. It's not only nonprofits, but we do so many transportation for a lot of these people in the community for various reasons, and that's really special. And you know, there is a lot of people, you know, the communities themselves work really hard to partner with us as well, because they want us to be there, and they're not just, it's not just us bringing aid. They really do have their skin in the game. We've had somebody, a community from Papua New Guinea, it's one of our largest programs. We have 200 active airstrips there because they're so isolated in their spaces. And they spent 39 years excavating a runway so that they could have MAF come and touch down. They heard about MAF. They wanted MAF. They've never had any access to education before, or medical resources or anything. So and of course, being so isolated, they didn't have shovels, they didn't have wheelbarrows, so they had sticks. They started to excavate a runway with sticks, and they used their hands to move the dirt, put it on mosquito nets and move it away, so that we could have. So just last year we touched down for the first time, and the chief said, you know, their village will never be the same again. We now can have mums who, it's an 80% actually, postpartum deaths for mothers in Papua New Guinea is at an 80% rate now, and it's mostly due to sepsis and then bleeding out, unfortunately. So there's no help for mums in labors, for example. And now we can, you know, if there's an emergency, we can get them out, we can get them to a medical space facility, or we can bring doctors in, we can bring building supplies in, and we can start creating schools and
I literally got goosebumps, because I'm like, imagine that desperation.
Yes.
You know, they knew they needed you guys on the ground ultimately, and no matter what it took, they were going to make those means.
Absolutely.
Sure, man. Ladies, thank you so much. I've loved having you guys around, but I won't let you guys go again without giving us proper details, be it websites or anything where we can reach you guys. Anybody that's listening right now and, you know, they're thinking, I'd really love to follow these people, I'd love to partner where I can, I'd love to share my skill. How do they do that?
We would love to have partners and people who are like-minded to collaborate with. And I'll share an email address that they can send any inquiries to. It's MEF, as in Mike Alpha Foxtrot, at MEFSA, so Mike Alpha Foxtrot Sierra Alpha .co.za. So MEF at MEFSA.co.za. Or they're more than welcome to also call us on the mobile number. It's 073-368-1421. I'll repeat it again, 073-368-1421. And the last one would be, they can just reach out to Radio Pulpit and request it to get in contact with MEF, and you'll hopefully be more
connect them to you guys.
There's so many streams of how you can get involved, really. I mean, we're not just looking for engineers and pilots, like Rafael West said. We really, really need teachers, for example. Liberia, South Sudan, Papua New Guinea, we're looking for teachers. We're looking for people who can get involved in events and comms and all sorts of things. You never know how the Lord, what puzzle piece you are in the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Love the sound of that. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great afternoon. But like I always say, go out there and be a blessing. That's the most important thing. We're blessed to be where we are right now. And so we need to be a blessing to our communities as well. So thank you so much, ladies. And God bless you.
God bless. Thank you very much.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.